USA. The greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Hiya, gang. This is Bud Whittem, carting in another Command Performance. Yes, sir, a half hour loaded with answers to all that mail, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And your host tonight is a talented guy. He's been outstanding in radio, he's been outstanding in pictures, and lately he's been outstanding in front of the YWCA. Here he is, Bill Goodwin!
Thank you very much, Bud. That's a mean little fib. I wasn't standing in front of the YWCA.
I saw you, Bill, and you were winking at every pretty girl that came
in. Well, I'm a member. I had a wink, Bud. Something got in my eye.
Yeah? She got in your car, too.
Got all the jokes. Shucks, those girls just can't resist that new pickup truck of mine.
Pickup truck? Pickup truck?
Wait.
Bill, you've got a big Cadillac convertible. That's no pickup truck.
Oh, silly boy. But it's true, Bud. That car provides me with a lot of innocent enjoyment. Every day I go driving and I play Random Harvest.
You play Random Harvest?
Yeah, I pick up girls at random. You should see what I harvest. Gang, I know you're tired of having a couple of guys stand around here batting the breeze, talking about my beautiful girlfriend.
Yeah, let's stop reasoning about the old bats.
Right. And besides, the stage looks kind of bare, so let's dress it up right here now with some gorgeous scenery. We borrowed some wonderful stuff from MGM, and it's right out there in the wings. Bring out that scenery, Audrey Totter.
Audrey!
Hello, Audrey.
Thank you. Hi, guys and gals. I'm so thrilled being on Command Performance. All these big, handsome men. Bud Whittem, you thrill me. You kindle a flame within me.
Why, thank you. Have a jelly bean?
And you, the producer, Al Hoopendykster, why, you set my very being on fire.
Gee, thanks. Have some candy.
And you, the writers, Vance and Willie, you set me on fire, too.
Gosh, thanks. Cigarette?
And,
just a minute. Time, please. I'm Bill Red Hot Goodwin. What do I do to you? Audrey, I said, what do I do to you?
Got a match?
Goodness, girl, this is a fine way to act after we got so friendly and intimate down at the beach.
We did?
Oh, and how? I remember the guy who was playing with a beach ball and kicked sand in your face?
Yeah.
That was me. Remember the guy who was running up the beach and stepped right on your stomach?
Yeah.
That was me. And remember the guy who lent you his beach umbrella, bought you hot dogs and Coca-Colas, and later took you to Ciro's for dinner?
Yes.
What was that rat doing? Trying to chisel in? Audrey, what day we start working on the mail,
huh? That's a fine idea.
And to fill tonight's first command from our listeners, we brought back two fine performers. Gang, let's welcome back Martha Stewart and Jack Carson. Now, without further ado, let's get into command number one.
Tonight's command is from PFC Richard K. Barrett in Korea. It seems that Richard saw an article in Life magazine on a monstrous ice cream concoction known as the Moron's Ecstasy. And he says, quote,
duh. I can't get any one of the boys at our PX soda fountain to whip up anything even resembling some Moron Ecstasy. Duh. So how's about you guys pitching over to one of the Punch and Judy ice cream parlors in L.A.? Where the Moron's Ecstasy was originated, eh? Lugging one back to the studio and letting us hear how the darn thing sounds. Yours sincerely, Dick Barrett.
Well, Richard, we've done even better than that. We have two volunteers with us from HMS Kenya. And they're going to help us make a contest out of your command. First of all, let's meet the two representatives of His Majesty's Navy and the Royal Marines.
Let's bring them on.
Well, I'm thinking of Mars.
Arthur could do it, so could I, you know. Here we have Ronald Dewberry, Stoker First Class from Farnborough, Kent. Let's give him a nice hand. And Ronald, is that what they call you? They call you Ronnie or what?
Ronnie, that's
true. Is it Ronnie? All right, little boy. I used to do Ronnie, too, you know. Ronnie, how you like Hollywood, huh?
Oh, pretty fair.
Talk into the microphone, will you, please? So the fellas overseas can hear you. This could be in England, too, you know. You like Hollywood all right, do you?
Yeah, yeah, not too bad.
Not too bad, eh? Yeah. Been fun, isn't it?
Oh, quite.
Martha, what's the name of your boy, huh?
Honey, this is John.
Honey?
Farnham. Yes, we're getting very close.
Oh, yes. It's a small microphone.
John Connor, and he's from Derby. How do you like Hollywood, honey?
Well, you can get up there.
What could he possibly say now? Look, I'm not going to let this go on anymore because Ronnie's getting cheated here. Now, look, each of you fellas is about to tackle the biggest ice cream concoction in the world, a moron's ecstasy, huh?
The moron's ecstasy are being carried out now.
Yeah. That's what I call a couple of luscious dishes. Being served by a couple of luscious dishes.
My goodness, look at those things.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm looking. At the ice cream.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Yes, there's a quart of ice cream in each. Made up of eight different varieties. A couple of sliced peaches, bananas, strawberries, and 10 other varieties of fruit. The tops are sprinkled with a couple handful of nuts, and the whole repulsive thing is covered with gobs of whipped cream.
Fine, Bob. Now, look, fellas. Fellas, you think you can finish those in 1 minute? Don't worry, we're not going to make you try.
And let's see, which guy can eat the most of his moron's ecstasy in 1 minute? That's all. Now, we're going to time it. And the man who eats the most in that time gets a marvelous, super special prize. Are you game? He says it's quite all right with him.
All right, now, fellas, look.
At the sound of the gong, you're off. And remember, this is a microphone. You got to eat loud, remember.
Okay, Marvin, you take it.
All right, you all set? All ready? I get set now. Go!
There they go, ladies and gentlemen. The Marine is into the green.
Looks like the Navy might win this time.
The Navy's really picking up a little speed here. The Marine, I see, is one of the slower, more plodding type of eaters. Get this on, but this
right
is
into it.
And there goes a half a banana down the seaman's hatch. Don't stop the laugh, boys. This is no time for cogitation. You want to get into this wonderful prize, which will be awarded in just a moment. We have only a few more seconds left. I'm afraid the seaman looks as though he's coming through in great shape. He's getting into a peak now, and I think it has him a little bit faster.
Looks like the Marines are stranded here. That's it. Fellas, have you had enough ice cream?
No.
You can hold on to those, but for the purpose of time, we're going to quit right now. You did a great job, mate, and you really deserve our grand special prize. Who do you think is ahead here?
I think the Navy's got a little bit of an edge there.
Yeah, I think the Navy is one banana ahead. Okay? John, you're trying hard, but Ronald, you won. And I want to congratulate you. You did a great job. Great job. I wish you could say hello to your mother over the microphone, eh? But you really deserve the grand special prize, so roll it out, girls.
And here comes the biggest. Here comes the biggest, most super colossal ice cream dish ever constructed. Boy, the Punch and Judy people really knocked themselves out on this one.
It's a triple moron's ecstasy we got here.
Sometimes refer to as the Jack Carson special. Don't worry, fellas. You can pass it out among your shipmates after the show.
Well, thanks for joining us, fellas, huh? And don't pass any soda fountains on the outside, will you? They'll pour chocolate syrup on you, huh? Thanks a lot.
Kids, we've got more mail to take care of.
Oh, like what?
Well, like this letter from Sergeant N. Dempsey, who's with the engineers on Saipan. He said so many nice things about AFRS, we want to dedicate something very nice to him.
And what's that, Audrey?
Well, a visit from a fellow who used to work for Uncle Sam. Here with his own rendition of one of America's top songs is one of America's top songwriters, ex-private Frank Lesser.
Thanks. Hi, everybody, and gee, Audrey, that's a wow of an introduction you gave me.
Well, Frank, you deserve it for giving us such super tunes as Tallahassee, Roger Young, I Wish I Didn't Love You So, In My Arms. Oh, gosh, I can't name them all.
Oh, Audrey, you're just talking.
And then there was Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition, Jingle, Jangle, Jingle. Oh, Frank, I thought those were terrific.
Oh, you're just talking.
Frank, you're just wonderful. You're marvelous. You're really terrific.
You're just talking.
Oh, all right.
Oh, but keep talking. It's good for your lungs.
Frank, boy, you deserve every bit of that praise. After all, for the last 15 years, your tunes have been sweeping the country.
Well, maybe so, but here's one that's been drowning the country.
Oh, not that.
Yes, that.
No.
It's an ode to the plumbing industry. And, well, ready, boys?
I can't stand it.
Keeps a drippin' and I can't sleep. Bleep. Bloop. Bleep. Bloop. Bleep. Bloop. I guess I never should have ordered clam soup. Bloop. I wonder where to go to buy a car cheap. Bleep. Bloop. Bleep. Bloop. Bleep. To be a big boy. Bloop. What is it with the babe next door? What is it she does to me? What mad kind of thrill do I find looking at her walking? Just walking by. Don't know I'm alive. And she's driving me out of my. Bloop. Bleep. Bloop. Bleep. Bloop. Bleep. The faucet keeps a dripping, and I just can't sleep. I better call a plumber, cause I just can't sleep. Bloop.
See, Frank, we really appreciate you bringing Bloop Bleep to old command. And as a token of our appreciation, Frank, on behalf of all the listeners, I'd like to present you with this beautiful solid gold faucet.
Why, thank you. That's... Where is it?
And now, on with the show.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
We have more music. Beautiful, rhythmic music.
Wait a minute. Hold it, Bob. Where is the solid gold faucet?
Later, Frank. Because here comes the AFRS Orchestra with Somebody Loves Me.
Get to the super special command performance of the week.
Right, this week's command was sent in
wait
by...
Wait a minute,
by,
wait a
by...
minute, you two. What about my solid gold faucet?
Later, Frank, later, later. We're
look,
very
look,
busy.
Don't give me the later business. I want the faucet now. I need the faucet.
The faucet. No, Frank, look, I really haven't got a faucet. It says here that was just in the script.
Yeah, it's always in the script. Just in the script. I never get anything on these shows.
Now, wait, Frank, how about the Jack Benny show? Jack tells me he gave you a whole bunch of cigarette lighters. And what's more, they were initials.
Yeah, and you know what the initials spelled out?
No, what?
Close cover before striking.
Frank, old boy.
Wait a minute. Look, I never get anything they promised me. Fred Allen promised me a silver loving cup.
You sound like Humphrey Bogart.
They never let me. I look a little like it. Quiet. Let me have it. Bing Crosby promised me a Gruen Curvex. This is a plug.
Yes.
He never let me have it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Frank, old man. You see that microphone right over there?
Yeah, yeah.
You just pick it up and take it home.
You mean it's mine?
Well, when the studio cop sees you taking it out the door, I'm sure he'll let you have it. Is it a deal?
No. I don't want a microphone. You promised me a solid gold faucet. I want a faucet that's got a leak. Let me talk to the brass around here. I got to get a faucet.
Okay, right. Frank. Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
And now maybe we'll have a chance to get to this week's super special performance as commanded by one of our favorite listeners.
I hope so. Audrey, got the letter handy?
Yes, Bill. It's from the boys of the 483rd VFID.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, what does VFID stand for?
Well, that's simple, honey. That's an Army abbreviation for VFID. What does it say?
Well, it's to command, of course, and it says, subject, a gripe. Bill, do boys in the Army gripe?
Well, let's find out. It says here, command performance has been giving us GIs swell entertainment for a long time now. But the climax came the week when CP presented Meredith Wilson and his talking people.
Most of us love the talking people, but when they kept Meredith from finishing his story about why does a man stand with his back to a fireplace, that was too much.
Yes, Audrey. And now for further details, let's get to the performance commanded by T5W Gauthier and all the men of his detachment in Passing, Germany. And hand the reins over to Meredith Wilson and his talking people.
I want to say thank you.
Thank you?
Yes. Now, my dear little talking people, I don't want you to get swell-headed or anything.
We have five heads, you know.
I know about your five heads.
One, two, three, four.
I know, but... All that I wanted to say was, since your appearance on Command Performance recently, there have been a couple letters from the guys asking you to come back.
Well.
Yeah, so that's the reason that you're here.
Fan mail, eh?
Never mind that. I only wanted...
Well.
Okay.
Read it to us.
won't you? Mary, please
read it. Fan mail, eh? Yes, fan mail. Now, here's the letter I picked out of the group. This is the best letter. It's in behalf of a whole detachment, by the way, and it says, Mr. Wilson tried to tell what was evidently a wow of a story about why a man always stands with his back to the fireplace. However, each time he tried to finish it, he was interrupted by the talking people. Never mind that but it goes on to say, the precious moments slipped by. The talking people kept interrupting. We were losing our minds faster and faster. Why does a man always stand with his back to the fireplace? But before Wilson could shut up the talking people and tell us the point of the story, the program was over.
Never mind,
and get this. At that moment, the letter goes on, we vowed that we'd write to Command Performance for a return engagement for Wilson so he could finish his joke. This time, without the talking people. Well, what have you got to say for yourselves? Yes?
Nothing.
Nothing? Do you mean to stand there and tell me that you're not going to apologize to the United States Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Marine Corps for upsetting some of the boys so that they've become practically nervous wrecks?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's better. Now go ahead and apologize then.
Yes, sir.
Well, go on.
Dear U.S. Army, Navy, and Marine Corps,
well, you left out the Coast Guard.
Beg your pardon, Coast Guard.
That's better. Now go on.
We're sorry about interrupting Meredith's story about the fireplace.
Well, go ahead.
Can't say any more just now.
Why not?
Got a lump in our throats.
You got a lump in your throats?
We have five throats, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Dum, 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 dum.
I heard the five throats and the five lumps, but anyway, I want to tell you that you're forgiven. If you just take your 10 little legs and your five throats and your five heads and your five... Well, go over there and sit down, and I'll... Now, wait a minute. On second thought, if you promise not to interrupt, you can stay right here and listen, and I'll tell you the story about why a man always stands with his back to the fireplace.
We promise.
Okay. Well, fellas, here's the yarn. Now, it seems it was back in the days of the Noah's Ark, and the good old ark sprung a leak. And Noah's little son, I've forgotten whether it was Shem or Ham, came along and he saw the little hole in the ark and he stuck his finger in there. Now the hole got bigger and bigger until finally he had to take his little dog's nose and he put his dog's nose in the hole to stop up the water from flowing in. And that's why they always say that the little dog has a cold nose, you know? Dog always has a cold nose. Isn't that interesting? Then it goes on to say that, I wanted to say the story goes on to tell that the hole got even bigger than for the little dog's nose, and so Mrs. Noah came along, and she had to put her shoulder in the hole to keep the water from coming in. And that's why they always say that a lady gives you the cold shoulder, you know? So, thank you. So then, then the thing was that the hole got so big that they had to call for Noah, and Noah came along and sat in the hole, and that's why a man always stands with his back to the fireplace.
Well, as the baby penguin said to the polar bear, your tale is told.
Well, now Meredith's talking people are also the singing people, and they believe that barbershop singing is on its way back and that this kind of singing doesn't have to be confined to men's quartets, and they'd like to prove this with their barbershop version of Good Night, Ladies.
Good night, ladies. Good night, ladies.
talking people and Meredith Wilson for coming in.
And that was a fine way to say goodbye, because we're at that time now.
Oh,
and...
No, you don't. You guys aren't leaving till I get my solid gold faucet.
Emma's faucet.
It's got to have a nice loud leak.
You really want that thing, huh, Frank? Well, I've got a surprise for you. We phoned the quartermaster camp and got one for you.
Yes, a solid gold faucet that drips.
Here it is.
Gee, gosh, hemlock. Gee, Willikers, it's beautiful.
Heavy,
I can't get over this. It's lovely. Kids, you have my undying gratitude. Thank you, Morgan.
Yeah, thank well, you. It's nothing at all, really.
Well, gang, as the sun sets in another command performance and Frank Lesser sets sail to test his faucet, we want to thank you for asking us in. Tonight, the letters brought in...
Luscious, Audrey... Goddard?
Jack Carson and Martha Stewart?
Meredith?
Yeah.
Wilson, the talking people, Frank Lesser and...
And Bill? Good one.
That's a lie!
This is Audrey, gang.
Hey, it's a frame up. I was jipped. It's a frame up. Take back this lousy hunk of plumbing.
Frank, old pal, what's wrong?
You got your faucet, didn't you?
Yeah, it's what you wanted, and it drips. What could possibly be wrong?
Well, I tried it out, and it bloops all right.
Well, then what?
But it bleeps in the wrong key.
I give up. Good night, gang.
Good night.
This program was arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. Bud Whittem speaking. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.